Hello again, Gooners. Don't know if you can hear me out there or not, but here is the new theme tune. Does it sound any different? Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Anyway, coming up on this Arsenal FC news podcast, probably not that much news, actually. But you never know. You might get lucky. You just never know. But no fizzy today. So no quiz, so if you're looking forward to that, don't look forward to it because it's not happening. But anyway, what have I got to say? What have I got to say? You may well ask yourself about the Rapid Vienna game. Well, of course, it was good to get a result after the Man City disappointment, if you like. Disappointment in terms of the scoreline, but ultimately, I wasn't that upset about it, I have to say, because, you know, the Manchester City game, as I've discussed previously with Fizzy, that game was... We were never expected to win it, let's face it. But anyway, there was a few talking points after the recent game against Rapid Vienna. Obviously, resulted in a 2-1 victory. Wasn't quite what Ozil predicted. He predicted 4-1. I was quite interested in why he suggested that Leno was going to let a goal in. So in that respect, he was correct. I didn't think... it was the right thing to do, put out predictions before the game. But then no matter what he does, it's wrong at the moment, it seems. So I do feel for Ozil a little bit. But at the same time, I don't really feel for his agent. So no matter what it is at the moment, he seems to be taking centre stage even when he's off the stage, which is disappointing. And the most disappointing thing of all for me is the agent, Dr. Erkut Sogut. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but... that's my best effort. This is what he said to ESPN. This is Ozil's agent. Arsenal fans deserve an honest explanation, not Arteta saying, "I failed Ozil." You didn't fail Ozil. You failed to be fair, honest and transparent and treat someone with respect who has a contract and was loyal all the time. I think that's more than a little bit harsh to Arteta. And it's not going to build any bridges, is it? Every single person outside knows he, Arteta, he means, hasn't treated him fairly. He didn't give him a chance to show himself this season. Well, obviously, he had chances last season. He didn't cover himself in glory. And I just don't understand what the agent's trying to do here. He also added, if he is still under contract, the player should have the option to stay and fight for his place. Meza hasn't been given that. Why would you put a player on the bench twice for 90 minutes against Brighton and Crystal Palace in June if he wasn't fit or committed? Everyone says he's training well. Per Mertesacker said this publicly. I spoke with at least 5 teammates who say he's training great. They say Meza is one of their best players and they cannot understand why he's left out. So it can't be the training. If it is not the pitch, what are the footballing reasons? If you talk, you should tell the truth that the Arsenal fans deserve. Otherwise, don't talk at all. I think he should take his own advice there, Sogut. This is on the Court Offside website. This is where I picked it up from. And really, they've said he's throwing his toys out the pram. And I tend to agree with it. And it's not really good for Ozil long term, having all this going on in the background. Obviously, lots of people feel for him. And Wenger said he's a nice guy. But problem is, doesn't work that hard, does he? He is a genius. No one's ever said he isn't. But he's had so much bad publicity as well. It's not all been good publicity. And yes, he gives to charity. And no, he didn't take the wage reduction. And no, it doesn't really matter, does it? Because ultimately, he's not making the team. And I totally believe it's for footballing reasons. Because if you go back in time, obviously, Arteta did give Ozil a chance. Emery gave Ozil a chance. Even Lundberg gave Ozil a chance. And yet, somehow or other, he spurned that chance. And he's not really been impressive in terms of statistics, and I know it's not just that. I'm not saying he's unpopular with his teammates. There is a suggestion that he doesn't give his all in training. There have been many moments when he's disappeared when he's on the pitch, and there's also many moments during the Wenger reign even when he seemed to not be available for selection for mysterious reasons. Usually the back would be the reason. And then when it was a home game, he would be fit once more. And it does make you very, very suspicious about really what's going on with Ozil. So anyway, going back to the game, maybe there's not a lot to say about it other than Leno obviously came in for a lot of stick after that game. he was he got an awful lot of stick because of the way he dealt with the clearance. A pass back, didn't deal with it at all well. So that made a lot of people say, well, perhaps Arsenal sold the wrong keeper. And I wouldn't go that far, but I wasn't happy, of course, when Martinez was allowed to leave. But we have to respect the player. The player had been at Arsenal for a long time. Martinez is missed. And had he been around now, I have very little doubt he would be the number one keeper. But Leno is still of the same level. And Arteta had to make a call there, and he decided to not make promises he can't keep. So I think he reluctantly allowed Martinez to leave. So, yeah, of course, everybody's still disappointed about that. Anyway, for going back to the Rapid Vienna game, Kara looked pretty dangerous for the Viennese side. And there was another player. I'm trying to get the teams up right now. And there was another player who was quite impressive, one of the midfielders. I started to think maybe Arsenal should make a move for this guy. Not saying they need him, though, because Partey, who became the first Ghanaian, I was just looking up a stat and it's disappeared. The first Ghanaian to do something, what was it? I don't know, but probably the first Ghanaian to play for Arsenal in that particular Mickey Mouse tournament, if you like. Oh, sorry. The first Ghanaian to start a competitive game for Arsenal since Emmanuel Frimpong in a 7-5 victory at Reading back in October 2012. And how can we forget that? And how can we forget Frimpong? Of course, no one's going to forget him in a hurry. Man of the match by a country mile, as they say. Partey was absolutely outstanding. And everybody was saying, what a player. There were lots of responses on the internet, people saying, well, has anybody ever had a better start to their Arsenal career? And if I can find the relevant website, I'll let you know about it. But yeah, there are a few people that started their career on fire, Ozil being one of them, apparently. He was pretty close to being on fire. I'm not sure where his fire went to after that. But just going back to Ozil again, it's very hard not to discuss him. There was an interesting article on afcforlife.co.uk. It was called The Real Reason Why Ozil Was Axed. It's really worth reading, I would say. I don't want to tell you the full story in it, the article goes on to say that all this stuff about the political stuff regarding China, etc., it's just a sideshow, really. And the reaction from other bloggers or people that make comments on these blogs is that really a lot of people agree with this sentiment. However, it shouldn't be called the real reason because it's just speculation. None of us really know. And I wonder if we ever will. And yeah, some people are saying that Ozil's doing pretty amazing in training, but nevertheless, of course, that's not really good enough. So yeah, after all that, I haven't really found much what I promised to find you about these players that had excellent debuts. But I did read through an article and Ian Wright was the one because he got a hat-trick his first ever game. Clearly, Partey was unlikely to get a hat-trick given that his position. But yeah, he kept to his position well and he looked good driving forward. He looked good defending, made some timely interceptions. I was extremely impressed with Partey. So I don't think he could have got off to a better start. So that was good news. You might say Leno was the bad news. Just other bad news. No, I'm not going to talk about Ozil for at least 2 minutes. What other bad news was there? Some people said, and I don't really believe this story at all, but Suarez didn't play that well. I personally thought he did all right. Obviously, he was taken off. He didn't play the entire match. But really, the substitutions did make a difference. And Suarez put a couple of crosses in. Some people were citing statistics saying that he contributed nothing at all defensively. I don't think that was true. He looked pretty solid to me. I'm not really sure why people have got it in for Suarez. The only thing I can think of is his agent is Kia Jurabchian, and it's turning into a bit of a war of words. So here I go again. I'm going to talk about Ozil yet again, because Kia Jurabchian is blaming the agent for the situation. I found this on football.london, and Jurabchian is labeling this situation between Arsenal and Meza as pure stupidity, and he believes that the agent, the player's agent, is mainly to blame for this. And, well, let's find out what he said. He said, "I don't see any winners in this situation. Ozil was not teaching Arsenal a lesson by sitting out and not playing." This is what he told TalkSport, actually. "And Arsenal were not teaching Ozil a lesson by omitting him from the Premier League squad. I don't see who wins in a situation where you don't find an agreement between each other. It's pure stupidity." It's hard to argue with that. And Jurabchian has gone public in the past about this Ozil saga. He's criticised the player's representative in the past for not sorting out the situation. And he added, "I think it's the essential role of the agent, not just to bring high transfers to clubs, but also where there's a problem to fix it. I think that's what the role and job title says." And he said also, "There was a situation at Everton where Theo Walcott wasn't going to get enough game time, and so he moved to Southampton because they were very proactive. The role of the agent in the case of Meza is to ensure he plays. He's a big player, but he just doesn't fit the Arsenal mould today. He has a lot of talent. He's a World Cup winner. This is a player who should be playing somewhere right now." So when he says things like that, Jurabchian, I really haven't got anything against this guy. I know people just think because he's a football agent, they haven't got much positive to say about him. But I think Jurabchian has done a good job for the players he represents. And so I'm not at all unhappy with his association with the club. I think it's not in the slightest a bad thing. But anyway, I did promise I'd go back to the actual match. What else can I say? Well, yes, I'm going to try and interview somebody about Suarez because I feel really strongly that this player gets a raw deal. Anyway, when he came off, I can't deny it, Arsenal scored not long after. Bellerin was instrumental in one of the goals, so that he clearly made a difference, Bellerin, when he came on, as did Auba, because he got the winning goal. It was a tap-in set up by Bellerin, but he's still got to be there to convert. And I was really pleased to see Auba end his mini-goal drought. And that's been another strange thing. How anybody could get on Auba's case is beyond me. This guy puts his all into the team. He plays out of position. He runs back. He defends. He's just everything. He's almost beyond criticism, Auba. I just don't buy into this idea that because he signed a lucrative contract that he's not putting the effort in. That is so far from the truth. Gabriel, of course, he had another amazing game in defence, looked really solid. And that was one of the positives to take from the game was the performance of Gabriel and Partey. It looked like finally Arsenal solved that problem that's been ongoing for years about the spine of the team. These two looked invincible. David Luiz had an excellent game, I thought. He's got some pretty decent ratings from websites all over the place. So, yeah, he did pretty well. Saka got quite a high rating. I think he was a bit on and off during the game, but, yeah, he produced some good moments. David Luiz, of course, scored the equaliser from a Pepe free kick. And again, Pepe's come in for some criticism in some quarters, and I just don't understand it. I don't know what the guy has to do. He's pretty tricky. I've said it on many occasions, so I won't labour the point here. But Lacazette, I'm not sure what to make of him. He doesn't seem to be at his best right now. I wasn't that disappointed with him. I just thought he had an average game. Tierney did quite well. Who else? Kolasinac. He's had an awful lot of stick, and it's much harder for me to stand up for Kolasinac. I think he can stand up for himself, judging by the way he took on those
those guys that were attacking Ozil and his wife, but that's another point. Kolasinac, yeah, I'm really not sure what to make of him. I've always liked him as a player, but over a period of time, I feel like his level of performance has dropped. So it won't surprise me if he goes to greener pastures at some point in the not-too-distant future. Nketiah, he's got a low rating here, and I don't think that's altogether fair. I think Nketiah did quite well, although there was a danger he would get sent off. I think that's one of the other positives to come out of the game, that actually no one got sent off. I really thought there was a pretty huge chance of an Arsenal player being sent off. So I was really worried about that. And to get, this was probably the hardest game in the group when you think of the other teams in the Europa League group, Dundalk and Molde. They're not quite the same level as Rapid Vienna. Although Rapid Vienna, you would say, are not exactly giants in the European game either. So I'm not sure I've got too much else to say. I just had to get a few things off my chest, as it were. And I don't see loads of people jumping in to join up today, but you never know, they might be out there, but I just can't see them. Who knows in this mysterious world that we live in. Right, so on that note, I think I'm going to sign off, and maybe you might even get theme tune again, but there's no guarantees of anything, as you know. But one thing I do know is Fizzy will return in the not-too-distant future. So that gives you something to look forward to, doesn't it? Until the next time, adios, amigos.